This is a comprehensive report on the performance of the top five tissue producing companies in Europe, and we've looked at them across a variety of aspects, including the amount of recycled fiber that they are using in their products, if they're not using recycled fiber, where they're taking the raw material, the virgin fiber from, and also the cleanliness of their production processes.
Is there any particular reason why you were investigating this particular issue now?
Yes, for the last 10 years or so, we've been looking at the solid wood products business. In other words, furniture, for example, or wood used in construction in houses. But we've not really addressed the paper industry. And when we came to look at the paper industry, we realized that it would be more appropriate for us to look at this wide range of issues, because it matched their concerns and it matched up our wider work within WWF, allowing us to look at energy issues and water issues and toxic chemicals issues.
And tell me what the main findings of the report were.
We find that there's a very low utilization of recycled fiber by the tissue companies in their consumer products. It's really quite interesting that across the tissue products which are used, say, in offices, in hotels, businesses, hospitals, those kind of places, there's very high recycled fiber content. But when we go into products which are sold through shops and supermarkets, there's very low level of recycled use.
So do you believe that people think they're actually using recycled paper when in fact they aren't?
I don't know what they think they're using. I think when we've asked the supermarkets, they say that there's no demand for this. And when we've asked people, I don't think they're aware of it. And I think that what we're trying to do with this study is just raise the awareness of people in general about this issue.
What are the environmental implications of the report's findings?
The environmental implications, if we go to look a little bit at the paper industry, paper's a marvellous product because the fibres in paper can be used three or four times. And so that means if we're able to maximise the recycling content of paper, then it means that we need less wood. We need to use the forests less. And so that's our main aim. And if you think about things, there are a variety of paper products, newspapers, packaging papers, office papers, and tissue papers. And, of course, tissue papers get either flushed down the toilet or put into garbage. And so it's fairly logical, we think, that tissue paper should always have recycled fibre in, because they're kind of the end of the chain.
Can you give me an idea about the number of trees that are being used here unnecessarily? Have you got any stats?
Yes, it's a huge number. The equivalent number we've put in the report is 270,000 trees every day. Now, just to give you some context for that, that's an area of forest about 2 kilometres by 1 kilometre in size. That's every day. Now, of course, that's not just one forest. The forests that the tissue products come from are actually global. That's the other amazing thing that we found out about this. We've got wood coming from Brazil, Indonesia, North America, Scandinavia, Russia, Europe, all being used in tissue products in Europe.
Have you made the tissue manufacturers aware of the findings of the report?
Absolutely. We actually have been working with them now for over a year, for about 18 months. We've had various meetings with them over that period, engaging at a very senior level. We've had quite a lot of collaboration from them. And in fact, they provided all of the answers to the analysis that we carried out. And since the report has come out, we've also had some very positive feedback from the manufacturers who want to continue the process of working with us.
And is that going to translate into action?
It certainly is. We've already got some action through this whole process. We've had various of the companies make new commitments on their sourcing policies from where they're getting their wood and their pulp from. We've had one company increase its commitment to recycling, and we've had one or two companies, who have also made commitments on their production processes to make new commitments to improve the cleanliness of the production.
And what about consumers themselves? What can they do to avoid buying products that don't contain recycled fibres?
Well, I think that the main thing, of course, is to look at the labels on the products themselves and try and buy wherever possible tissue papers and bathroom or kitchen papers that are made from recycled fibre. And if you can't find that, then of course the thing to do is to ask the supermarkets themselves to stock more recycled fibre products. That'll be the next line of our work in this. And I think it's important for everyone listening to recognize that they can individually help us every week every time they go off to the shops and they're buying these products.